Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it is now 6 o'clock p.m. on the virtual evening of Ask Uncle Billy with Welcome to Uncle Billy's World, which is one of our, and I say our because we just received notice that we have a couple of new supervisors coming in, or bosses, which they really are, not just supervisors, bosses, coming in to straighten the place out. You know, as always, Uncle Billy's is a work in progress, and progress we must. I use both sections of that same word. Trust me, it works. Progress and progress. Y'all will catch that in a minute. But I am so elated and overjoyed just to be in the same arena as some of them, as well a couple of the new bosses. One I've been knowing for almost 30 years. I can't give out any names yet because, as usual, it's not closed up. But it is so close to being there. Again, be as happy as I am. That will make sure that your evening is as great as mine. So, to get on with the show, today's topic is, let's start with introductions. This is where the game ball changes. A lot of the times in the past, we were playing softball and getting a few hits and running to the bases, and sometimes you could steal the next base because the opposing pitcher couldn't do the fastball pitch on that strike and whatever. Well, that's all over and done with. The kid gloves are off. Instead of playing football, we're going to play a little rugby. We're going to hit where we can. We're going to miss where we can. And we're going to do the best we can to do what we can to make your life wonderful and a lot better. So if you really want to know, ask Uncle Billy. That's what it's all about. So my endeavor is to make your pleasure your best friend's treasure. You'll catch that in a minute. But if you can't, I got one just like it waiting on you. Because, man, life is great. As I was telling one of the new supervisors, yeah, you can do almost anything you want to when you're retired, old, and and broke. You know, you going to do that? I said, yes, I am. Why? Because I can, because I'm retired. I'm old, and I'm broke. But, you know, if I have to get moved out the way or whatever to make things better for you, which is my full obligation, my commitment is only to you. My commitment is to make the lives of the listeners and the, because there's a lot of people that might be listening with one of the great hearing devices. I know I need one. But turn your hearing aids up, do what you can, because this night is going to really be a blast, especially if I get a couple of the calls in that I really want to get, and that is somebody from Bunton, some close to it. Because, you know, it's about time. As much as I've been talking about Bunton the last 6 months, did you see the tone in my voice kind of change? It got a lot better, a lot deeper. And so the fact of the matter is the game ball changed. You know, it's what's that song? I don't know who sang it, so don't be asking. Let's get serious. Is that that blonde-haired lady I like? Damn. The one like taking risks more than I do almost. See, I had to put that almost in there. So, hey, let's get serious, because Brunton, here I come. I'm going to have a lot more time to get down there and play my Brunton dominoes and stuff, because ain't no more dominoes like that nowhere in the whole wide world. I wish I had positioned myself just a little earlier to be able to call one of my old Brunton partners, but it's going to be a time, maybe even Friday evening, because there's going to be somewhat of a repeat of last week's shows that I'm doing, and that's in consideration that with the new bosses coming in, that'll allow me time enough to just do my shows on Monday, and also to introduce you all to some new specifications on, getting together, having more opportunities to talk about your pain and suffering, having a lot of time to investigate more of your problems and all of that. So, man, talking about a cherry at the end of the rainbow. Man, who could have asked for anything more? Get two new bosses in the same day along with my website is up. Welcome to UncleBillysWorld.com is up. It's just still a work in progress. So don't get too overly excited. But, and you're going to hear a lot of that today. Oh, golly, every time I look up, it's something new, it's something different. And it's something so exciting that, wow. And, I forgot. Some of you are new listeners, so, wow, man. Ooh, Lord. Everyone's not from Brunton. I feel sorry for y'all. But it's going to get better, because what we're going to do, we're going to invite you all to go on some seemingly different type tours. There are so many things in the forefront of growth and repositioning oneself into the mechanisms of, I've been retired for almost 25 years. I exaggerate a little to you sometimes, but it's been a long time. But to reposition yourself back into the mainstream is virtually unheard of. But what I did when I was at the Weekly was virtually unheard of, too. I didn't have any newspaper experience. In less than 2 years, I turned into the classified manager. Shortly thereafter, I was, in fact, almost always the leading producer, the goal reacher, a whole lot of things we used to call them, just out of pure delight. We'd change it up and say the goal setter, the goal maker, a whole lot of different stuff, all in honor of Master Billy, But to stop the gloating and get on with the boating, there's a lot of things that I'm wanting to do. So if you're from the southern sector or would like to get to know someone from the southern sector with your business or otherwise friendly type atmospheric working condition or whatever, give me a call, 1-323-870. If you can hear me, you know the number. Your friends might be standing close by with another phone, so I'm going to give it out. 1-323-870-3963. Call that number, and what I can do for you is what I've done for a lot of folk in the past. I can introduce you to a myriad of youngsters and oldsters with money, with imagination, with innovation, and with a lot of money for recreation. So give me a call. Or better yet, give my friends that's listening to the show and my viewers that's looking right now at our website, or soon to be looking, going to be looking at our different websites. Like I said, they are growing by, I mean, we're going to be having automobiles. Oh, Lord, that's not too much information already. Yeah, that's what greed will do for you. That's how it gets me every time. Somebody said, I give you a bag of suckers. They must know. Yes, yes, yes. I'm the one. Bought up all the suckers before Halloween and everything. So that was me. But suffice it to say, the changes that are coming up are very valid. Very valid. In the next couple of days, you'll be hearing about some more changes. And, how can I say that? Because I was authorized to do so by my boss. She said to me, Billy, we're going to kick butt and take names. Plus, we're going to make our clients a whole lot of money. I said, that's what I'm talking about. She said, why? I said, because a lot of my clients are doctors or lawyers or both, and don't know, they kind of, in the middle, they don't know what they want to do, but they smart. So she didn't know what I was saying. She didn't know what I was talking about. But let's get it on the road. I wish I had my music up, but the young lady that's supposedly coming in first, she's my boss too, to show me how to work this stuff. I will be idolizing her, because I've been wanting to do some music in here for 6 months or longer. Yeah, let me take it all the way back to when the wonderful Miss Cheryl Smith was introducing me to Blog Talk Radio. I was so enthused after just hearing her. I heard her talking one time to Michael Baisden. And, one other time she was speaking with the guy out of Florida with the singing group. Anything, one of the best singing groups in the world. And I can't think of, I'm old, forgive me. I shouldn't be that old, but golly. It wasn't Earth, Wind, and Fire, or Maze. Okay, you know I'm that old. But it was a younger type group that was very relevant in the 90s, because they created a lot of atmosphere in the young rap groups and stuff like that. But anyhow, they were great and still are. Some of the members are still, up and getting around. They're not as old as I am. But so, things were going on. And so when she introduced me to the radio thon and everything else, I was just, Lord, I was so flabbergasted, because, it's a lot of the things that I've learned and done over the years, and people would ask me, Uncle Billy, you've done some of everything. You've done this, you've done that. Until that day, I wasn't even enthused about doing nothing new or nothing else. And when I got to watching and listening to Miss Smith go through her regime of information, get prepared, and man, you talking about a work in progress, a study in magnificence, and all them other great things you can say about somebody. Miss Smith was so well prepared. It just, it made you wonder, with all that beauty, how come she have to be that smart too? She was smart enough not to fall for my game. Oh, I forgot she. I was too old for her too. But it was so much going on that at the time that I couldn't just jump off into it then. But actually, the last 6 months that I've been quote unquote practicing on it and learning a little more about it, the deeper I fell in love with it. So what you're basically going to be getting at hopefully beginning next week, you know, I got two new bosses coming in, so some of the things I have to specify and some I have to deny because I really don't know. So, but right now I'm going to specify that beginning Monday, things going to change for the better. And how's that? Was that good enough? Yeah. Well, and we just want to progress and let you all know that that's what it's all about. Keeping it real, keeping it bun-ton real, and giving you all of the assistance you can get to purchase what you need to purchase, do what you need to do. It's going to be a combination of eBay or Amazon and Bon-Ton roll all into one, along with some weekly, some Texas Tribune and Garland Journal, all of that kind of stuff, you know, because, hey, we aim to please. We're going to be a one-stop shop. You can shop here, generally, like I said. It's going to be a big combination of eBay, Amazon, YouTube, and the whole nine yards. And please, let me not leave out the Roberts Ready to Wear. Man, I seen some hats in there the other day. Yes, I'm going shopping, not tomorrow. I'm going shopping Friday, if I can get out of here. Because I was thinking, I only have a couple of more months to wear fails, and it'll be straw time. And I can't hold a lot because I'm missing a couple of failed hats. Lord, I'm missing. I don't know what that means. I think somebody be walking off with my hat. But ain't nobody here this small. I don't know. Hope I ain't got no rotors. So, you know, I'm going shopping. Y'all, yeah, y'all know. Those shoes still on sale at Robert's Ready to Wear. So, hey. Gotta go. I got to have a couple of more pairs. I was telling one of my associates, Mr. Cole, that got so many shoes over there. I forgot which ones I bought and which ones I lost and whatever. You know, old men lose shoes, stuff like that. Not house shoes either. I go barefoot in the house, but I'm just when you go outside. I don't know. But we're gonna talk about that next week too. Cause man, there's so many shoes over there. You just go in, make you wanna buy two or three pair every time you go in. But then, you know, your wallet won't let you do that. So what you do, you go in, you buy a couple of pair or one pair or whatever, and put another two on layaway. Yeah. Oh, man, he'll let you do that kind of stuff, too, you know, after he gets to know you, after he know he can trust you. Because, you know, everything is everything. I think they were from Bon-Ton, too. I don't know. They act like they trust everybody. They real responsible. So with all that being said, we have to work out some new times beginning on Monday also because I also told the bosses if they don't give me Monday nights, oh, Lord, don't make me sound like I was running nothing. I don't want to send no unnecessary innuendos out and all of that there, you know. I don't want to sound like Martin with Gina. Talking about, baby, when you get outside, tell all the boys, make sure all the boys know I run this. And then when we get back home, I straighten up. Gina said, okay, Martin, I'll do it this time. So my bosses ain't here to hear that, so I ain't going to bring that part up. But, you know, I know as long as I'm here by myself, I'm running something. I just don't know what. I don't know how to run these computers or nothing. So I'm still at the Arrow beck and call. Oh, yeah, low disk space. I got to see what that means, because that's going to get me in a whole lot of trouble. Got to do that tomorrow, too, or tonight. Low disk space. Mm-hmm. So, man, it is a blast to be able to come in front of y'all tonight. And, I mean, say some of the things that I've already said and do some of the things that I've never been able to do before. So, I'm just hunting. I'm just hunting. Y'all have to excuse me, cause like I said, before the bosses get here, I'm trying to weed other stuff out. I'm trying to find out. Yeah, I'm pulling out old Marvin Gaye out of my back pocket. What's going on? I'm trying to see what's up, cause I'm lost. I am lost. I actually want to get some new orders in so that I can change the pitch of my game. I know I won't be able to change the hours, but I can change some of the information that I've been putting out, because I won't have to do so many other shows. I know y'all hear what I'm talking about. Some of y'all have been there before. And so all I'm trying to do right now is meet with the new bosses, see what's what, and deal with it as it comes. Because, you know, this, I really believe that I've never had it so good. The enthusiasm that I felt when I heard that I've got an opportunity of working and eating free lunches with two beautiful young ladies that knows the business through and through, know what to expect, and they don't need me for nothing, but you don't think they'd be trying to fire me, do you? Well, we got to look into that. Don't get me too skeptical. I see your thought boxes working. No, it ain't like that. They not trying to get rid of the kid. They just trying to tell me that everything gonna be all right. I hope that's it. Cause now, you know, when old men get new information that they wasn't privy to at first, and it all comes up some differently, then you know you have to realize skepticism sets in. Simply because I've never been treated this great before. I've never been told that I was going to be the man, that I was going to... Yes, I have. Oh, man. Lord have mercy. That was just before I got fired at the week. Oh, I didn't get fired that time, no. Yeah, that was slowed down. Oh, man. But I still see a light at the end of the tunnel. Because, again, like I said, with the progress of the information highway moving into the backseat of the vehicle that we are in at this time, it's like a new arrival come up while we was on the way to Florida. And you know, we're riding in a convertible, so we going down the superhighway, and somebody jumped in the back seat, and it was another way of sight. Another way of sight. Two new bosses. I already had the radio show in my pocket, Oh, no, he was in the driver's seat, and I was in the passenger seat. You know, I can't drive, I'm blind. But anyhow, it was all good. It was all good. So as we're driving down the superhighway of love, that's the reason I call it love, down the highway of love, oh, that was Aretha Franklin in pink Cadillac. But so as we're cruising, like we're going to be cruising South Dallas in a week or so, just to see what's going on. Earlier I mentioned Robert's Ready to Wear. Should have been mentioning St. Philip's School, because in early part of next year, they are going to be having the St. Philip's Kidpreneur Festival. You know, man, if you've never been to a Kidpreneur Festival, you've been missing it. That's where all of the scholars, the young scholars, from 5, I believe, until to 5 to about 13, 12 or 13. And, man, they be at that. Boy, I almost went all the way bunt on, man. It's so creative of what St. Phillips is doing. You know, you have kidpreneurs in there, you know, like old folk are usually like entrepreneurs. What have young folk been all of these years? Because I know in Bunton we have a whole lot of smart young folk. And I wonder if a lot of them going to be at the Kidpreneur. But the Kidpreneur is where they come in and show their talents and show their expertise at different things. And, you know, hopefully a lot of them in math and science. You know what I'm talking about? We need a lot more science and mathematicians. And, you know, a lot of historians wouldn't be too bad. But I understand, you know, they when we were in school, a lot of people were saying, can't make too much money being a history teacher. But you could if you put something else with that. You know, it's always room for expansion when there's money to be made. And that's what we're going to be talking about next week and just about every week thereafter. The money to be made. Don't know whether or not you all want a family practitioner, financial person, or would you just like banking 101? We've got to come to some of those decisions because, as I said, some of the packages that we're putting together are strictly just for you. Now, there's a lot of other packages that's strictly for our outside friends. So we're going to work both sides and make sure that, you know, one gets to meet the other, and it'd be like a marriage made in heaven. So, oh, man, that was that 7-Eleven good saying. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. Oh, man, I got a million of them. But there's so much going on in the world that, you know, we have to make friends now, because knowing who your friends are in times of need, like when you are trying to get a store or any other type of facility put into a certain other neighborhood. Oh, y'all, I'm talking about the southern sector again. You know, down there they need some stores. They need some laundry. See, I'm thinking about moving back down that way again. Yeah, y'all hear me. I know y'all hear me. I know y'all understand. So I'm trying to salt the earth from which I came. Put a little salt in it and get that way. Not literally, not physically. You know, because Uncle Bill don't do salt. Cooked in food only, hopefully. But not just, you know. You can try to fool me some of the time, but you can't fool me none of the time. Especially when salt is involved. I can tell you salt a mile away. I can tell you salt on my ears before I taste it on my tongue. So, y'all don't hear me. Y'all holler. Y'all holler. That food is crazy, but that ain't what it is. I'm just telling y'all some facts. Like I was telling my baby brother, the one that had supposedly stopped smoking, come around me last week or week before, smelling like cigarettes. Well, you know, I've been stopped smoking so long that I can't tell the brand no more. I used to get almost tell the brand. You know, not lucky, but a pale male. I can tell a pale male from a god dog, me Bethany Hedges, all they looked exactly alike. But the smoke that came from them and the delivery of the smoke, the validity of it is strong, weak, indifferent, whatever. Pale males are strong as a barrel's barrel. And y'all will catch that in a minute. But don't worry about it, I got some more coming. But so, you know, we kind of had, I don't know, for lack of a better word to call it, other things that we could do at the time. But the fact of the matter is, when I smell that smoke on him, I wanted to be somewhere else doing the mother thing. Because, you know, you just... Some people don't understand. That was Fresh Prince, wasn't it? Some people just don't understand. Yeah, well, I can understand that. Because he couldn't understand when I got in the car. And I said, "Say, man, yo, you need to stop that smoking." "Oh, man, I ain't." I said, "Don't lie to me." He almost said, "Okay, Uncle Daddy." Yeah, y'all know I'm joking, but he almost said it. If he'd have been knowing, I wished he'd have said something close to that and really stopped smoking, he'd have made me the happiest man in the world. And I heard him telling somebody the other week how long he had been smoking. "Man, I've been smoking 40-something years, and... I said to myself, he's been unstopping that long, you know. So we just have to start doing better, trying to take care of ourselves, because for me, trying to get back to Bonton, I know it's going to create a lot more problems for me because a lot of people down there still smoke. And I have nothing against the people, but I have a lot against the smoke. And, of course, I do talk about some of the things that I don't like on a regular basis. So, you know, stuff happens. I just hope I don't lose no friendships and form no enemies. I know y'all heard that part. Lose no friendships and form no enemies. Because, you know, I'm kind of outspoken. Kind of. You know, not in a whole lot. Not real bad. Just kind of. You know. So, but we got to work on some things and it's all good. Y'all know it is. Back in the hood, baby. It's all good. Keep the faith. Let's get it right. Let's do like Marvin again. Let's get it on. Look, I'm not going to do a whole show tonight. I hope you all know that this was a show for comment. I'm coming that there's some big time changes around here. I hope the mother folk was wrong, and I hope the specifications are that I'm not really getting fired. I'm just getting hired. I ain't been hired that long, no. And so don't be firing me, but give me a better position to where I can really go to work. What is that? At home, sleep, eating lunch, you know. Give me a three-hour-a-day job. I go to work at 12, take 2 hours off for lunch, and an hour break. Oh, that'll make me come back home. But yeah. Golly. Yeah, I guess that is kind of close. But that's almost perfect. So, yeah, that'd be fine for me. 3 hour days. 3 hour days. Two hours off for lunch. Hour break. And go home with a tip. Not no voice tip either. A monetary tip. Yeah. Like $50 per hour on the tip. That sounds good to me. Let's see if we can make that happen. Oh. No disk space. You are running out of disk space. I got to see what that means. Again, not charging. Oh man, I am so sorry. But I was looking at an email and got playing it off on my low disk space, something I shouldn't have been doing no how. Let me apologize. But I'm back. I'm in sick, so let me put this laptop down. Hold 1 second. Now, let's have some fun. Let's get some information started on why we need to have new bosses and everything else. As you can see, I am not the best person to be the director of the center. I'm a people person. I'm a sales person. I do marketing and advertising. I get along great with everybody, but I don't know nothing about none of this. I don't know nothing about the internet. I don't know nothing about the radio. I'm still learning. I'm a work in progress. But that really don't set the company up in the win-win situation that it needs to be. So with that said, my bosses decided that, we'll try to go up against some of the big boys, some of the big people, because there's a lot that we're not doing in a certain area of town, a lot of people not being reached with the information that they need to be in to where they could make clear-cut decisions. I said, like what? Well, I am not really no illiterate person. I am not truly educated in some of the quote-unquote large universities of America, like Harvard, Yale, Princeton, all of that there, but I grew up in Bonton, and I went to Bonton University. Graduated cum laude. If that's possible, you know, I just want to know, you know. Y'all know sometimes I mention these words that I done heard. I don't know nothing about them. But to say the least, well, I did drop out of school, but that didn't mean nothing. I went back to college in 1980, and got on Dean's Honor Roll. Yeah, you can check all of this out. You can check my references. I didn't have to do no references. Okay. Well, anyhow, but check that out. Yeah, I got on Dean's Honor Roll, and I was incapacitated at the time. I had to tell my most famous instructor, Dr. Mamie McKnight, I had to tell her that I was incapacitated and intoxicated at one time. She said, "Why, Billy? Why are you do your drink?" I said, "No, it's not alcohol related, Doc." I said, "It's medication related." She said, "Oh, well, that's okay then. You know, we can try to do something about that. If you start having problems," I told her, "Doc, I'm already having problems. I can't hardly see. And walking down these halls real fast with all these drugs in my system," and she started laughing. So she said, "Well, we'll try to get your doses lowered, get it where you can take it later," and yeah, all of that. She always had some great answers. So when you're talking to people, and then you realize she didn't even ask where I was from. She didn't even ask about my education. She did that. That was highly unnecessary for her to know that I didn't graduate junior high school, really, you know, or something like that, you know. But irregardless of that fact, I went back to school in 1980 and got a teaching certificate for the state of Texas. So, you know, things get better, things get greater later. All you have to do is have the patience of Job and the understanding of Solomon that things will change. And if you're going to be a part of that change, then, hey, like Marvin Gaye always said, let's get it on. Yeah, you know, I spoke to a whole lot of folk in that little fell swoop right there. I talked about Job, I talked about Solomon, and then I talked about Born Y'all Like Most, because you're closer to him, Marvin Gaye. What y'all realize is that if you pick that little good book up by yourself and do a lot of little soul searching and reading for yourself, by yourself when you can, don't have to do like I told some youngsters today. Don't believe, I told my oldest boy, don't believe in the preacher, believe in the book. He said, what? I said, yes, a lot of people go in, they believe in the minister, and the minister do all the reading from the Bible, and sometimes if he miss some or miss a page or something, people don't even know it because they busy believing and listening to him. I said, but some people can tell you, minister, you missed a few words right there, you know, and stuff like that, because they have read that passage, and they have read that book. So, and they do know when not to overemphasize amen and stuff like that. So, you know, it's all in believability, but in yourself and in the true book, you know, because sometimes those words missed on purpose, you know, especially when they are, it's just like going into a jailhouse and, you know, people ask you to tell on yourself. Well, you know, if it's left up to you, you gonna tell all the good stuff. Not that you've done, that maybe you wanted to do or whatever. You ain't gonna tell all the stuff you done done. Oh, but then, you know, some of you young folk, and yes, I know I'm talking to a wide variety of folk, and there's a large audience out there that some of you folk really don't care about talking on yourself. You don't even care about talking on your friends. So, you know, there's a lot of difference in the way I was raised and a lot of other people was raised. So, you know, we're not going to get into all of that because that is too much bantan on the spot. I know y'all hear me, but like I said, last 15 minutes coming up, and here goes the topic again. Let's start with the introductions. Whole lot of exclamation points, you know, because the introduction seemed very late in coming. It seems as though because it was neglected so long, wasn't nobody coming out of $5. Wasn't nobody doing nothing in $5. Well, it just so happens that if you look at the map of Dallas County, we are moving off into Collin County, and y'all hear me, y'all listen at this, because I'm going to tell you all two secrets to find out what they're doing and which way they're moving. If you watch the pattern of Dart buses, very good friends of mine, they didn't teach me anything about it, but a young lady named Jimmy Saunders and I created a great relationship long, long, many years ago, just like some of my new bosses is coming in. And we, by developing this relationship, I'm doing what I could for her and she's doing what she could for me. We had dialogue, honest dialogue. I know y'all hear that. Honest dialogue to whereas little tidbits of information that came back from the representation of truth and friendship was enormous. And she said, well, Billy, you know, Dart really wants to move in the right direction with your advertising packages and stuff. But right now we're looking at the cost and being more cost effective. I said, well, is dirt cheap too low? You know, no, we don't have to go that fast, but, you know, give us something to work with. I said, okay, it's done. She said, Billy, can you do that? Yeah, yeah. I said, I'm the classified manager. I run this department. I run this section. She said, well, I do the hiring, and I run this section. So we're going to get you some ads started. And that was the start of a beautiful relationship. Hello, Miss Saunders, wherever you are. Ooh, that was another old song there. Y'all will catch that one in a little while. Some of y'all got to be real old to catch that one. But then also at the same time, I was talking with another guy. I might as well mention him because I'm going to mention him again in the future, especially in my book, Blue Cross Blue Shield. I called him. I saw one of their large ads. It was a prestigious-looking ad. I said, man, this ad would look good in the weekly. But hadn't anyone ever called on them before, either for recruitment or branding? And y'all that don't know anything about branding, you know, that's getting your names in the proper sections of society to whereas when it's mentioned in a good light, you know, you'll get great response of, well, they did this for me. They done this. They did this. That is branding. And that's one of the best assets I got. I can brand like cowboys used to brand horses. Oh, Lord, that got strong. I took that one deep. But well, at least the cows, you know. But, you know, cowboys lived by the horses back in the day. They ate by the cow. Some of y'all would like that one. Yeah. But, and so on and so forth, it was people like those people that enhanced my chance at wanting to stay at the weekly because every time I'd start hitting on a client and calling clients in, like 7-Eleven, I love hot dogs. Ate one yesterday, a couple yesterday. One and a half yesterday, one this morning. Okay. Got me counting my dog. So what I did was I called on the places that I was going to spending money. I was spending hundreds of dollars a month on $2 hot dogs. Now, guess what? That's a lot of dogs. But, you know, being a young bachelor, that's probably the reason I got sick. We ain't going to talk about that the next week. But, you know, it did me real good because I was healthy enough to go through all of that. Y'all will catch that in a minute. And that's another thing we're going to talk about next week. So I know I'm putting off everything the next week because we don't have but 10 minutes. And then I'm telling you all about Ed Too Good, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Dart, Miss Jimmy Turner. Man, those were the days because, you know, you was going in the 80s, man, you know, you was going up against a stubborn system, a system that was built on staying like we are. We ain't changing nothing. But I was just as stubborn as they were because I wanted to grease my hands and put money in my pocket. And the only way I could do that, my boss had told me, you got two odds. You either sell ads or you get out. I said, Lord, have mercy. I just started liking this joint. And so I had to sell ads. And eventually I became the best in the world at it. Never had one like me since. Y'all will hear that. And y'all will be hearing more about it in the very near future because Billy's new website is, believe this, welcome to UncleBilly'sWorld.com. It will be up in about in a couple of more days. It's going to get out. It's going to do great. And it's going to make you happy because some of the games and things that you're going to see there, you're going to say, God, no, why come this ain't been out 20 years? Well, I ain't been sick for 20 years. I had to take a rest. I had to get out and take time. Now I'm back. So you're going to get all of that you've been wishing for and more. So suffice it to say, I'm a little tired and outspoken and rusty, but I'm going to turn you over to the lady on the street with the news and the information that I've been using. She's been keeping me head over heels in love with doing this because she's been the one telling me what to say. It is the guru out of South Dallas, the guru herself. And I'll let her tell you anything else. She got the last 5 minutes of my commentary tonight because, hello, I'm out of here. Good night. Hello, Miss Guru.
Hello, Uncle Billy. First of all,
yeah.
I want to say happy birthday to Mama Parnell and 1911ers. That's what, 100?
Yeah, she said 1911. My fine lady was
1911.
Yeah, we just had an argument about it all the time. Most wonderful days of my life.
Happy birthday. She did it.
Yeah.
Did
and my
job.
Daddy would have been 3 years old enough.
Yeah, she raised Ray Pam, you also.
All the way.
My ace Boon Coon, as we call it. And especially you two, she did a dang good job. And I'm excited that you're getting everything ready to just do all of these wonderful things in some of their honors. And I had the utmost respect, and I know that everything is going to be a big kickoff and a big festivity, so to speak, a renaissance to start something new inside Dallas, something that we need to reinvigorate this neighborhood, and to take some of the negativity out of the hands of our youth. Went to see that new movie today, Chirac.
Yeah,
Chicago and Iraq, and it is a lot of question marks to it. It kind of reminded me of school days, but the underlying theme, regardless of some of the things that may not have really been a positive in my book on the other. As compared to some of the other Spike Lee films, had some pretty little negative language that I was surprised by Spike Lee. But the underlying theme was to stop the violence, you know. Even though it was, I'd say it wouldn't have been my way of presenting that statement, and it wasn't the way that I remember Spike Lee doing movies, say 30 years ago. They were more forceful, and even 20 years ago. But you know, a lot of people, the music is changing everything. And as I was talking to you before about Dick Gregory, he made a statement. He said the rhythm has changed, and that's one of the statements that I'm putting in my repertoire for 2016 is knowing that within all of the context of everything that's going on, the rhythm has changed. And what we want to try to do is recognize that, yeah, the rhythm is changing, but we need to get the beat to be in a positive note right now. We need to change that rhythm to a positive note. So that's basically what I wanted to just say, shout out to good things coming forward for the new year, and coming out of this year right now, we've seen a lot of things occurring, and one thing that we want to put first and foremost is positivity in our communities, in our neighborhoods, and when we say Black Lives Matter, we need to put that in our own repertoire before we can force it on other people.
Right.
That's the thing. Right. We need to realize that for ourselves, and then other people will follow suit. White people don't have to say white people matter. Mexican Americans don't have to say Mexican Americans matter. We have to start teaching each our communities to respect one another, and to go back to the days of upliftment, and knowing who we are, teaching our heritage, and making plans to build a better future, not waiting for government entities, not waiting for outside entities, but doing it for ourselves like we've always done.
Charity begins at home.
Exactly. We're from Mother Earth. You know, we have a lot of, they want to say, we have a lot of Africans. We have a lot of Indian. We have pride and that was placed in us. And for some of the things that are occurring in our neighborhood is disastrous, and we have to be more vocal in a change, because we're losing positive programming. Dallas Urban League has, you know, is being taken out by the National Urban League for certain reasons. So there's vacancies that need to be filled. You're talking about there's jobs that need to be filled. There's vacancies that need to be filled for some of the things that the Urban League has historically provided in our neighborhood, which is the promotion of different levels of our activities. You know, education, employment, as well as those service programs for our elderly and our youth, which is what Ask Uncle Billy is getting ready to fill some of that void. So with saying that, I just want to give you another shout out and say, let's go for it. Let's do it. There's plenty of room for a movement, a renaissance, such as Uncle Billy is promoting. And I'm putting my hat in to go forward and be first and wear that Ask Uncle Billy t-shirt as soon as we get it. So as a matter of fact, if we get a whole line of Ask Uncle Billy accessories. So let's go forward with it. And with that, I say good luck and ready for the show to begin.
You have a great evening. I really appreciate that. It was a wonderful way to say good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Bye. You have a great evening. And again, we will talk tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Basically, one-on-one. So tomorrow is Thursday. I will be working very hard tomorrow evening, but I will be back on the air on Friday.
Yes, sir.
Have a great evening, and I really appreciate you calling in as usual. And you gave me some other information to put in my little cup of soup, because we got to replace that Urban League idea some kind of way. There are too many people depending, and I'm one of them, depending on that Urban League, you know. So we'll get together tomorrow, see what we can cook up, and Friday we'll have some suggestions.
Well, you know what? That's another another show. You said something else to cook up. Uncle Billy Stewart.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you later tonight.
Have a great one. Holla.